consecutive.
Wait, we'll deal with that first. Yeah. What did I mean when I said you should stay away from proud people? I meant specifically, ordinarily I never tell people stay away from someone because of this or that. But in the Mahon, you very often, we've discussed it numerous times, you find people telling everyone else what to do. And a person should have the humility to learn. We're all here to learn. And what I meant by that is that even though you might have someone who's very quick to tell you, you should do A or you should do B, and he opens up and shows you his understanding of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch or his understanding of whatever sefer it is, you know, with all due respect, there's a lot to learn. You guys might not appreciate how much thought goes into answers that we give you, but I can tell you that we don't just answer the questions you ask. We think where you're holding, what you need to hear. In order to give an answer in halakha, you have to understand who the person is and where they're holding in life. It's not just a matter of, oh, I learned in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it says this. Okay, so you learned that. We respect that. That's good. No one's saying the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch didn't say that. That doesn't mean that's the answer a person should hear. When I said that, what I meant was specifically that you have a question, so ask someone who can answer you. And you'll notice, even when I discussed 2 weeks ago, we discussed choosing a rabbi, I said you should try to find a rabbi who understands and has experience with people who did tshuva. You know, I have rabbis who I ask my questions to, and sometimes they'll say, this is a question that really requires understanding the soul of someone who did tshuva, and understanding which is the best answer to give them, and you have to ask someone else. It's not that they don't know what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but you know, in Shulchan Aruch and in Mishnah Brura, there are sometimes leniencies and stringencies, and the answers are not only a formula. This is the question, punch in the question, you'll get the answer. But you have to understand the person asking the question to understand what answer he needs. It's not only a question of customs, it's also a question of helping a person grow. And that's what I meant when I said stay away from haughty people. I gave an example which I meant to indicate that if you have someone who is very quick to say, you got to do this, you got to do that, no. Don't be with that person. We have all the time people who are destroyed, who come to us crying and saying, you know, this guy told me I didn't take mice, or someone said about a story and about nuts. You remember the story? I know. So how did you feel when a guy comes and tells you, you know, you have to take mice, or what are you eating those nuts for? So I'm saying, yeah, you felt awful. So you know what I'm talking about. Was the guy? I don't know if the guy's sitting in this room. I don't know.
No,
I don't know who it was.
He's in another town.
I'm not saying he's a bad person. I'm just saying that type of reaction, you saw how it caused you to automatically feel terrible. Wait a second. What about everything I'm doing right? And in order for a person to grow, so you have to know what answers to give a person. It's not just a question of a formula. Well, what does it say in the book? The answer isn't that. If that were the answer, then it would be very easy. Why do I sometimes take questions on Thursday night and say, I'll get back to you? Sometimes I need to verify. I don't know all the answers offhand. Sometimes I need to verify what answer is the best answer to give you.
So the most important thing that I was trying to ask, the reason why I asked about Korach, is that it would seem to at least some effect that since Korach is like the doppelganger to Moshe, and Moshe is humble, that it would seem that Korach is the essence of pride, and that since Korach was punished in a very, very strange, very blatant public way, and since we're hearing that pride is punished in a public way and that Korach was punished in public way, that it would seem that Korach was probably punished for pride as opposed to anything else.
That's a doppelganger.
No, it's a very nice thought. I'm always scared.
I'm asking about onus, about this idea that we should get away from proud people, and whether or not we can claim onus for having to be around somebody like that.
Well, Chazal always said we're affected by the people we're around, but we also know that all of us have imperfections. I meant specifically with regard to this. If you're going to tell a person, don't be around people who have bad traits, then maybe you got to go to the desert. We all have bad traits. Yeah. That's why I usually wouldn't say such a thing. Here, I meant to give an example. I guess I wasn't clear, so I'm happy you're bringing it up. I meant specifically that, because that, like you brought up the question 2 weeks ago, that can be harmful. With regard to Korach, I'm just scared of attributing something to someone from that generation, they were a generation who were so great, unless I know of a place where it's specifically said by someone, I would be scared to say it. I think your thought is brilliant. I like what you said. I think it's probably correct, and it probably says it somewhere. But until I find it said somewhere, I can't agree with you. I have to look it up. It could be it says it. We just have to look.
The reason why I'm asking about Korach is because God says, this angel of death, he's a crazy person. He just goes all rambunctious like the Tasmanian devil. And
I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't remember.
Tell everybody to get away from him. That's what I'm... The most important thing that I'm trying to lead up to is tell everybody to get away from him. And the Rav just said, stay away.
Right, I didn't mean it that
so,
way.
No,
I
no, meant no. So I'm asking if there's if we can draw out a direct correlation that somebody who's proud is going to get punished, definitely, in public, definitely, and should we stay away from him because there's the overflow effect that most of us...
No.
That's what I was asking.
No.
I'm sorry
I
to
think
have
so.
An
order. Say I don't know what's the order. Who was first? Ariel, Yosef.
Well, I have a related question to that.